So we will have our opening scripture in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. And then we'll ask the Lord to help us understand His word. That's Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this evening. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that's gathered here, Father, to hear from your word. Thank you, Lord, that we have receptive hearts, and that you can teach us out of your word. We pray that we humble ourselves and be soft to learn of you, Lord. And we pray that you would grow us through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the opening text we just read was part of a sermon the Lord gave about the way the children of God are to walk in the world. The kingdom of heaven is occupied by people who adhere to a higher standard than the rest of the world. In fact, it is a lifestyle that's so exclusive and so peculiar compared to the supposed norm of the world that anyone who professes this lifestyle is one of a small minority. To walk the Christian walk is to travel against an overwhelming crowd of people walking the other way. The way of life is narrow because it does not permit you to enter any way you please with all of the worldly junk you've accumulated in your life. You can't bring your idols and your inflated sense of self. You cannot come through this way arms linked with the world. There is a saying that goes, "They who take the high road won't find much traffic." There is no higher road than Jesus Christ. He is the only high road. All the other roads go down into hell. Many there are, Jesus said. You can take a pick of any other belief, any other religion, the destination is always the same. So there's many, and a lot of them too, pretend to be the real thing. Christ made it clear that there would be many counterfeits of the true road. Matthew 24:4-5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." This is why the way to destruction is broad. You don't have to be careful about doctrine if you are on the broad way. You won't be concerned with the admonition of Scripture in 2 Corinthians 13:5. "Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates?" Instead, you'll look for affirmation from your friends, your family, celebrities. You'll base your righteousness on the world's standards, which is a lie. There is only one way we can know we are on the right way, however. It's not enough even to know you're unpopular because of your beliefs. There's plenty of cults that have only a small number of followers or are persecuted for what they believe in. A lot of the Islamic terrorists, for instance, often claim motivation because of persecution on Muslims. Or if you look at the Roman Catholics throughout history, there's been plenty that have been slaughtered as martyrs, or so-called. The only way to know that you're in the truth is to study Scripture and to study yourself in light of Scripture. There is a very strong impulse within us just to follow the crowd. People are hardwired to be social creatures and live in groups. This sense of community is one of the hardest things a person has to overcome when they first become a Christian. You're turning your back on the entire world system and making yourself an outcast by joining with Christ. Turn with me to John 15, 18 to 19. A little more on this. "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." The two are mutually exclusive. God's kingdom and the kingdom of darkness. The values are complete opposites. The Lord said in Luke 16:15, "For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God." The world exalts ego. God exalts humility. The world demands vengefulness towards our enemies. God wants us merciful. The world encourages covetousness. God tells us to be content, and so on. We live in the world, though, and the people out there are not our enemies. They are the mission field. I think we've said enough on separation to know we're not called to be hermits living in a monastery somewhere. Our light is not to hide under a bushel. We can't get away from being around sinners. This much is clear in 1 Corinthians 5, 9-11. This is Paul speaking to the church. Chapter 5, verses 9 through to 11. "I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators, yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must ye needs go out of the world. But now I have written unto you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, with such an one, no, not to eat." We are not to join in with the deeds of unbelievers. If we live in the world every day, we will be tempted by the wicked. They can't help themselves. They want others to partner with them in their behavior. They want to convert you just as much as you do them, if they have no real interest in knowing God. Remember the warning we find in Proverbs. "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. My son, walk not thou in the way with them." We already know where their way goes, and by the grace of God, we won't go there. It is a way filled with conflict, because it's every man for himself. I'm sure you all know the expression, the dog-eat-dog attitude. This is the one that prevails in the world. Turn with me to James 4, 1-2. This was addressed to people who professed Christ, but clearly by their behavior were not of him. "From whence come wars and fightings amongst you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not." It is a way that is dark and fraught with sudden travails. They do not know at what they stumble. John 11:10 says, "But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him." Even in their speech, unbelievers lay traps. You have to be careful what you affirm when you're talking with them. I constantly hear now evolution in connection with any kind of human behavior. They'll just slip it in there. They attribute everything to evolution now. Because of evolution, for example, we still have a fight or flight response to help us run away from saber-toothed tigers. So I agree that we have a fight or flight instinct. It's still pretty useful if I'm confronted with an axe murderer, for instance, but it's God-given. Really what is going on there is the father of lies has raised the wicked to spread the lie of evolution whenever they get the chance. Resisting this kind of peer pressure takes enormous diligence, and the Lord knows it took me a long time to resist unsaved friends and families when their motive was to sin and to drag me into it. It helps to remember that when we go against the world, however, it is not we who are the rebels. Christ was not crucified for defying the Roman authority. The world is the rebel. God is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he will return in person to establish his kingdom on earth. Let's close in Hebrews 13:12-14. "Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Let's pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the narrow way. Thank you, Lord, that it is narrow and that therefore we can know more easily that we're on the right way. Father, that your word makes things so clear to us. We pray, Father, that we can rescue people out of that broad way, out of the way of destruction, Lord, and preach the gospel unto them that all other ways lead to damnation, but the way of Jesus Christ is life. In his name we pray. Amen.